As a boy, Jay Amalon predicted the accident that caused his death in May of 1981, down to the color of the car that hit him. He repeatedly told friends and family, "I will die young. It's not going to be much longer."
Jay's perplexing visions and acceptance of his tragic death at age 13 has had lasting impacts on his family and friends in Wisconsin.
Now, more than 40 years later, his older sister's new memoir explores the legacy of her brother. It confronts abuse and loss and traces a journey of healing and spiritual awakening.
Christina Amalong is a Madison native and author of What My Brother Knew. Christina, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate. It's so wonderful to be here in studio, even downtown.
Yes.
Wow.
Can you start with Jay? He had such an impact on the people all around him. What was he like?
Well, he was a wonderful human being. He was playful and adventuresome and also obnoxious. And for instance, recently I got in touch with a friend who I hadn't spoken to since like the day it happened. And she was saying he was always picking on me. But he was an average kid who was also very popular, as you read in the book. He really was kind. But he had this precognition where he saw his future. And so he's a very mysterious character, really.
But your mother would never talk to you about Jay's death. Why was that?
I know, it's just sad. I think she just was in so much pain about it, and she never had the opportunity to sort of process that grief. And also, she felt responsible, like, since she knew, somehow she should be able to stop it. So I think she just had such guilt about it. But also, it's funny, on my dog walk today, I ran into a guy who had a near-death experience. I know, right? Because I was telling him I got to come here today, and then we got to talking about the book. And his response was, "Well, that's not unusual. I had a heart attack and I died." And so then I got to hear his near-death experience. And he said, "No one wants to talk to me about it," which it's so true. Like, I love talking about these subjects, death and precognition and the soul and all of that. But it's just a combination of scary and just so outside everyone's day-to-day experience that it's like, why would we talk about that? Or what's the point?
But connect the dots there. How would sharing a near-death experience with you, how would that help you understand Jay?
Well, one thing is it gives you a direct experience of being in the mystery, and that there is this profound reality around that we have experiences after we die. And so for many years, it felt very tragic and horrible, and just my being was full of grief around Jay's death. And so connecting to other people who've had such unusual experiences or who have touched into death or been with another person that is dying, A, it gives me another opportunity to heal, and B, you just feel inside your body like, oh, wow, you know, you're kind of in the wow of it all. And so sadly, my mother could never get into the wow of it and open up to the conversation.
You write these words about how Jay knew it was just one of those unfathomable truths of the universe, like gravity or the speed of light. It became a myth, a family ghost story. Those words stuck with me. Was there something perhaps supernatural about his knowing?
Well, it was very supernatural, right? I mean, it was very, most people don't know. Even on a podcast last week, I was speaking to this woman who sort of knows about these things, you know, in quotes. And she was saying that, and this is my experience too, because I've interviewed a lot of people, and that we, for the most part, when you're young and you're, you know, going to die in the future, you wouldn't know, or your guardian angels or whatever would not tell you. She was saying that no one would say that. And so that whole LSD thing, that maybe he had been doing LSD prior, could give him access to that. And it's certainly true that in the scientific literature and all the work on psychedelics that people are doing these days, that there is other access to other dimensions from that medicine. But I've never been able to find a story like Jay's story in terms of having that kind of access a year and a half before, those kinds of details seeing himself in the future like that, seeing himself above the body, knowing the color of the car. And so what do you think, Kate? How could someone know these details and then also be okay with going to his death at 12 years old, 13 years old, and then to have a violent death? You know, it's such a mystery.
We're talking about a new memoir. It's called What My Brother Knew, with Madison author Christina Amelong. Christina, through the process of writing, you also interview the person who hit Jay. What was that conversation like?
Well, again, I get shivers in my body as we enter into this part of the conversation. And it was also multidimensional in that I had wanted to call him many times over the years, but I just couldn't. And then one day I just spontaneously called him and he answered. And I said, just so you know, if you don't want to be on this call, that's fine, because this is a funny call, or I said something like that. And he says, well, I'm a funny kind of guy. So right away, he had this beautiful sense of humor. And I instantly felt a very powerful connection with him, because Jay needed a green car and his car was a green car. And so as we went along, there was just so much pain in the call, because the thing he said to me right away was an eye for an eye. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, my daughter was died of a pharmaceutical drug overdose. And it's interesting, because then after that, I got the police report. And there's a lot of redaction that happened in the police report. And so, not that we want, you know, because this is a situation full of mystery. It's not like, you know, we're trying to sue anyone or, you know, blame anyone. But it seemed to me, and also from one of the stories that I got from one of the kids that was there at the time, maybe his pharmaceutical prescription had just changed, and he was assuming that he blacked out because of that. So I found out that he never saw the accident. He never saw Jay. I know, right? To black out for just like 3 minutes and have your car kill somebody. So he carried that and still does. I think he might have passed since then. I can't quite figure that out. But so much suffering in him. And if he's alive, or if his family's alive, I just feel so much love towards them and want them all to know that they're part of this mystery, right? And the world is much bigger and more amazing and more painful than any of us can really hold. So it was full of love for me.
How did you get to the love?
Well, through all of that work that we talked about, but also because I have gotten to, you know, Jay's death was a tragedy and it was horrible. And as you see or read in the book, I did see his body afterwards and he had been quite damaged. And so it was quite horrible. But there's this bigger reality going on about what happens to us, or what is the human being? What is the soul? And so those questions, that mystery, the more I dive into it, the more I can connect to my own infinity and to this great, vast universe that we live in, and what is it all about? So to me, the human being is just such a beautiful, wondrous creature that is full of all this mystery, and it's wonderful to know that.
When your mother is dying, I just found it so beautiful how you cared so deeply for her through the final hours and the final days. And even though she wouldn't open up to you about Jay's death and about Jay, that you just were full of love and full of care. Can you talk about that and how you did that?
Thank you. Well, you know, if someone brings you into this world and takes care of you, to me, it doesn't matter if they've wronged you or if your relationship is fraught. You know, the reality is that deeper thing that I was just talking about, that there's some kind of very profound connection that's way beyond this lifetime in that. And so I was able to really feel that. And I love caring for things. Like right now at my house, I have 6 baby chicks, and you know, and I'm always ready to get a new baby puppy or something. So it's bigger than that, right? More than just the deep feeling I have for caring for things. But to be with anyone, when they're transitioning, it's a quality of experience that there's nothing else like it. You don't just feel, you know, the smells in the room and the person in front of you. You feel the space where they're going. And so it's just, you know, if I'm all covered with pain and I can't experience that, I can't plug into that, I'm missing something huge. So I was really able to plug into this profound quality of my mother going somewhere. And so, yeah, translates to love very much in the body.
Christina, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your book and your life.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me here. It's really fun.
Christina Amelong is a Madison native and author of What My Brother Knew, a memoir. It's about the power of facing the mystery of death head on and the legacy of her brother, Jay Amelong.